We celebrate, of course, today the feast of that great apostle and martyr and evangelist, St. Matthew, the writer of the first of the four Gospels. And it's interesting how he himself in today's Gospel describes his call, his vocation, if you will. And as we listen to Matthew describe how Jesus sees him sitting at his tax collector's post, and we understand tax collectors were not liked by anyone. Some things never change. But he had a job that made him universally despised. And wonder of wonders, Jesus sees him and simply says to him, "Follow me." And all he says is he got up and followed him. Well, we listen to that, and obviously Matthew didn't hesitate, never looked back. We hear nothing ever again that he ever went back to being a tax collector. Therein lies the lesson for each of us as the Lord chooses us for a particular vocation in life, but all vocations come down to what Matthew himself recognized. It comes from Jesus, God. It requires an answer, a response. It's not a maybe. It has to be yes or no. If it's yes, then it has to be the kind of yes that Matthew gave. He gets up, leaves his life, whatever he was doing, behind, and his new life is life with following Christ. Not trying to overshadow him, but following him. We see where that leads. He died a martyr's death, but he obtained heaven. The nature of every vocation is the same. As we celebrate his feast, the church asks us to meditate on the call each of us has received and we are living. Are we living it like Matthew, or are we not?